What are the possible reasons to decline your student visa in Australia yearly? Thousands of students come to Australia to study, but getting the student visa may be difficult for other students, as it may differ according to the assessment level of the country of residence, and the individual circumstances of the applicant seeking to apply for a student visa in Australia. We are aware of the availability of the Genuine Temporary Entrant, GTE, criterion, which was further safeguard to identify the genuine student over a non-bona fide student, but GTE is just a guide and could not be used entirely during the assessment of the application for the purpose sought to study in Australia. Let us give you possible indications as to why your student visa may get refusal from the Department of Immigration and Border Protection. The applicant failed to meet the amount specified by the department as to meet the living costs, travel cost in Australia. If using a sponsor for the course in a higher assessment level that is £3, the applicant slash sponsor should provide at least a minimum of 3 months bank statements preceding the application for a student visa. The sponsor slash S must be an immediate family only for this type of application under such assessment. Having a big gap of unemployment or education and that the applicant could not account on, to demonstrate as to why he she couldn't get a job for many years in his country of residence or vice versa for his or her qualification. If the student is not even aware of his or her course to study in Australia and its location, and name of institution or university in Australia, yes, this may sound awkward, but reality is, it happens wherein during the telephonic interview the student could not even address the information being asked by the immigration officer for such above details that would assume the applicant is not serious to study in Australia. Where there is a partner or spouse included in the application yet, during the interview, the dependent boldly says that I want to accompany my spouse in Australia while she is studying and I can work, or the partner slash spouse of the student is not well established on his or her country of residence, that the officer may look into for a possible refusal of the application for student visa with accompanying dependent. If there is a fraudulent, bogus document and may result to qualify for the public interest criteria pick 4020. A good example for this is that when you try to alter the figures of your income tax or salaries and thought they might have not noticed or verified it, you are completely wrong, because every information you have provided and documents submitted will go through with their integrity check, and later use their means and facility to verify each one of them, and if the unlikely the details or data were not the same, expect your application is declined. Though you might ask to put comments by the immigration officer within the prescribed period of time. The proposed course program to undertake in Australia does not relevantly interrelated to the existing qualification or experience of the student, or if a major career change is sought by the student in line with the application to study abroad, and to enroll that course was not credible enough to satisfy the immigration officer. For example, you have a bachelor degree in information technology and has worked for many years and all of a sudden you wanted to pursue another bachelor of business in Australia. You failed to respond from the request of the embassy or immigration officer regarding additional documents or information or medical examination for the completeness of the assessment of the application. No concrete future plans regarding the proposed study course program in Australia established by the student. Student is advised to seek a professional assistance from a qualified and experienced education agent for Australia when planning to study in Australia, but this is solely your own discretion if you think you can manage yourself as to how you will start to apply a course program in Australia and eventually lodge student visa. Contact Visa Online Assistance by sending an email at info@visaonlineassistance.com or visit www.visaonlineassistance.com and let our senior education agent for Australia assist to facilitate your study program in Australia.